At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Cardinal baseball coming your way at 1:15 today, 12:20 for the pregame. Wonder if we're going to have any fireworks today. A little bit later, we're going to hear from Wilson Contreras talking at length about the situation he faced yesterday, getting hit twice. He's tired of it. Ollie Marmol was, I thought, you know, taking it and bubbling and boiling inside, and it was John Jay who got tossed. Manny Machado was upset. Wilson Contreras was upset. You got Marmol against Schilt, Cardinals, Padres. Cardinals fighting for their playoff lives, but we all know that as we get closer to this trade deadline, the eye is on 2026 and beyond. That's really the focus of this entire season. But the Cardinals putting up a fight in the first two games. They lose yesterday 3-1. They just didn't have any offense to speak of. It was a weird game the game before that where the Cardinals beat the Padres 3-0. Great performance by the Cardinals in doing so, but you hardly ever see a team get 11 hits and not score a run. And that's what happened on Friday to the Padres, who lost the first two games. First one was a slugfest. Second one, they couldn't get a run to save their lives. And so Mike Schilt plays a little small ball yesterday to beat the Cardinals. We'll see what happens today. Michael McGreevy gets the start today. I said tongue-in-cheek after the Friday game on Twitter, Cardinals are going to sweep, aren't they? You just, hasn't it been that kind of a season for the Cardinals where the second you declare that this season is about development, period, runway, whatever you want to call it, they go 19-8 in May, and everyone's like, oh, here they go. Here they go, and me included, you know. Oh, maybe they are good. They're a good team. And then in June, they flop, and they struggle, and the rotation starts to get worn out, it looks like, and starts to get blown up, and suddenly you're thinking, all right, they're going to sell at the deadline. And then they win the first two games against the very team that they're chasing in the wild card. The Cardinals are an interesting team, but, you know, they're just like buckle up and enjoy the ride as best you can. I know that people have fatigue. I totally understand. I grew up here. I love the Cardinals as an organization and what the history of the team means. Today is Hall of Fame weekend conclusion, the ceremonies in Cooperstown. The Cardinals are all over Cooperstown. Players, managers, broadcasters. St. Louis is all over Cooperstown. The Cardinals are baseball royalty. And to watch them go through years of mediocrity, some people are tired of it. So it's time to get this thing back on the tracks. And 4 days from the trade deadline, John Mozeliak is tasked with that, but it is a collaborative effort. You got to think that Heim Bloom is involved in that, as Mo is going to help him set the table and hit the ground running for 26. It's already happening, going through the minor leagues and sort of combing through that, trying to figure out how to get that back on track. They've already made some strides there. And the Cardinals, you know, they are what they are. I mean, they're a team with kind of a broken rotation. They don't have the rotation to win. I mean, Matthew Liberatore, love the guy, but he goes 4 1/3. You know, the Cardinals starters, that's probably partly, Drew, why I said that on Friday. You get a win out of Miles Michaelis, who pitched pretty well, you're thinking, well, that's a great win. I mean, if Libby pitches halfway decent on Saturday and the Cardinals can support him, you got McGreevy waiting on Sunday, maybe they will go sweep. They might take 3 out of 4, but all of it whether they did or didn't, nothing changes. This is about 2026 and beyond, building this team into a machine again. We saw it for years under Bill DeWitt's guidance, because he was one of those who actually, you know, you can bang on Bill DeWitt Jr. all you want, but he's a baseball guy, and he is also a businessman. And so he found a way to get the most out of a franchise without overspending, but he understands baseball, and he had this team going when they first came to town. Walt Jocketty's making deals, and Tony La Russa's the stud manager, and all this stuff is going on. Still, there were critics because the Cardinals couldn't push it over the edge. 96, go to the NLCS, get thumped by the Braves, and get pushed out at the end. In 97, 98, 99, it was the McGuire years, which was fun and brought people back to the ballpark, but they didn't go anywhere, didn't make the postseason. And then 2000, Walt Jocketty and the Cardinals start wheeling and dealing, and they get all those great players coming in, and they were a powerhouse starting in 2000, 01, 02, just knocking on the door, 03, those battles with the Cubs, and then 04, one of the greatest Cardinals teams we've ever seen. And eventually they break through and win the World Series in 06. And then they win it again in 11. And those teams had some really good players. I mean, I know that you never say never when it comes to baseball, but those teams had star players. You know, the Cardinals need to go back to growing, developing, drafting, developing star players and keeping them, retaining them, paying them, and then filling the holes with the big stud free agents. And they're just not there. And so it'll get back to that. At least that's the hope. You have a stud in J.J. Weatherholt. You have a stud in Liam Doyle. Number 7, number 5 picks. Those don't come around very often. So you got to capitalize as best you can on those two that you just picked. The last time the Cardinals drafted, and they got him in the fourth round, developed, took about 4 years for him to be a starter. They drafted him in 2000, and in 04, he started sharing time with Mike Matheny. And in 05, he became a starter, and that's Yadier Molina. He's really the last one that they kept, and he became a superstar who is going to go to Cooperstown. Albert Pujols before him. Pujols went to the Angels, but still drafted, developed, star. You know, the Cardinals want to get back to that. That's what they want, and that's eventually what they're going to do. At least, again, that's the hope. I'm going to go through some of the highlights and reaction of yesterday's game. Again, I am looking at what is this team going to give me? Who's going to be part of this core in 2026 and beyond? And if they had gone on some wild winning streak, then great. Enjoy the ride. Have some fun with it. See if they can make a little noise in October. But really, this season has been about who's going to be on the bus moving forward. Who's going to fight? Who's going to play well? Who's going to develop? And how are the Cardinals going to do that? And I think that Ollie Marmol and his staff have done an admirable job of that. Of course, there have been some bumps in the road and some disappointments, but that's the roster that they have here. They set it at the beginning of the year, and now here they are. So trade deadline coming, season 2026 upcoming. It's going to be a crazy offseason, an intriguing offseason with Heim Bloom taking over for John Mozeliak, but Mo is in charge for 3 more months. And part of that being in charge is overseeing the entire operation, making this the best transition for Heim Bloom he possibly can. And that is what he's talked about on KMOX, and that is what he is expected to do under the ownership of Bill DeWitt Jr. and all of the owners. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll go into the Cardinals highlights. Now, I was on the broadcast crew for City last night. I love that stadium. I just think it is an amazing atmosphere, and that ownership wants to win. That ownership has given everything to St. Louis to make that part of downtown great. What a beautiful complex and group of people. Unfortunately, they have a losing soccer team. I mean, that team just found another way to lose last night. So we'll get into that. We're going to honor the Hall of Famers today. And, you know, I don't know that we do this every year. I don't know why this irritates me. Maybe it's because ESPN has just kind of conceded this to MLB Network, and they have, you know, such strong ties to the NFL, and they want the NFL as the king and all that stuff. But like, today's Hall of Fame day, and they're live at the Commanders training camp. on SportsCenter. Is it just me, or does that rub you the wrong way? Like, why isn't ESPN at Cooperstown? I mean, that's a big class, man. Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner, Dick Allen, Dave Parker. I don't know. I think it's important for us at KMOX to do something when it comes to the Baseball Hall of Fame. KMOX is all over the Hall of Fame. Jack Buck, Harry Carey, Joe Garagiola, Bob Costas, and, you know, on and on. All of these big names, and there are more than that, that have been part of Bob Bragg, you know, that have been part of who we are. And then, of course, all the great players. But I am set on this. I think that today we're going to, at around 10:30, we'll go through the Hall of Famers and just give people a refresher as to what we're talking about here and what's to come, because there's a monster St. Louis class in 2028 to get excited about. And that's going to be here quicker than you think. And then at 10:45, Kirk Herbstreit might be the best college football analyst out there. Now, I know I have been critical of him in his favoritism of, you know, all these big brands. And as an Indiana fan, I let my bias come through. But we also are very helpful to Kirk. You know, he wanted to get the word out about something he's doing with Purina. And we absolutely took him up on that and want to make sure we get the word out about something really cool that he's doing with dogs. And we'll ask him a little bit about college football as well. 11:15, Lutz Fan and Steel of City. John Mozeliak at 11:30. Bernie Miklas at 11:45. It's a really good show. Appreciate everybody listening. Sports on a Sunday morning. Going strong here on July 27th on Hall of Fame Induction Day. And when we come back, we'll tell you a little bit more about the Cardinals game last night. We'll get reaction from Wilson Contreras. And we'll hear about City and what happened last night in front of another sellout at Energizer Park. I'm Tom Ackerman. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Studio.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Thanks for being with us, Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. Let's pop in a few comments because I had a lot to say there. This is real third man. Love when he jumps in. Compare the Cardinals to 2023 Arizona player by player and team stats. Start from August 11th, if you like, until the World Series. Do they have a chance? Recent history would indicate so. I love your comments, third man, but the problem is I don't see the rotation doing that for you. You know, unless you're thinking they're going to be stacking relievers and going with openers and bullpen starts and all that stuff. I just don't see I don't see it. You know, the 11 had the greatest hitter I've ever seen. 06 had the greatest hitter I've ever seen, and Edmonds and Roland. I mean, that was a really, really good team. You know, Chris Carpenter and, you know, it's just a different deal. 64 had a guy named Bob Gibson. And I just don't. I appreciate you, though. Let's see who else we got. Josh Betts says, couldn't agree with you more, Tom. To me, there's no reason ESPN shouldn't have someone reporting live from Cooperstown today. I know we don't work for ESPN. I don't know why I always bring up SportsCenter, but it still is kind of the flagship sports show in America. And they're at Commanders training camp when the Hall of Fame is going on. I just are you all that interested in NFL training camp right now? I miss covering NFL training camp. I loved it. I loved covering it. The Rams, it was fun. We had great relationships with the guys. I struck up a friendship with Isaac Bruce at training camp. I'll never forget waiting for him for an interview, and I was determined. I was not going to be denied. They said, Isaac is in the training room. I said, okay, I'll wait. So I waited out in the heat, 95 degrees, you know, for a long time, and I think somebody came around and said, you're still here? And I said, yeah. And guess what? Isaac came out and gave me the interview. And the next day I saw him in the lunchroom and he's like, hey. And I said, thank you so much. And he said, you are very welcome. And we were just friendly after that. You know, you just got to know the guys. I loved covering NFL training camp, but I don't need to know everything about everything right now. Give me some preseason games. I haven't even thought about my fantasy team yet. Jeez. KT says MLB should do Hall of Fame on an entire league off day. Instead, it's buried in a day of regular season games. No other league does this. Interesting. Interesting comment. You know, if Major League Baseball is starting to think about how to market itself differently, maybe they do that during All-Star Week. Interesting. You know what, KT? I actually had not thought of that. It's not a bad call, actually. It's not that we're not that far away. You're not taking away from the All-Star game, are you? If you do something in Cooperstown, maybe for travel reasons, that's too tough for everybody to go from, let's say, Atlanta to Cooperstown. Cooperstown's not easy to get to. So that's why it has its own weekend. You know, the futures. I mean, I guess you could do it after All-Star. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, it's worked for years and years, but maybe you have to change something up. All right, so the Cardinals last night played the Padres at Busch Stadium, and it was hot. Not only temperature hot, but the teams were running hot. Remember, Wilson Contreras gets hit a lot. He's been hurt from getting hit by pitches, so he's about done, and he got hit on Friday and didn't appreciate it. He barked at Pivetta because Pivetta, I was reading Contreras' lips. Pivetta said something and he said, what? Contreras said, what? And then he looked at Pivetta and he said, I'm not talking to you. So I think Pivetta said, don't talk to me. He said, I'm not talking to you, bleep. Back to Pivetta, and then bench is cleared. No punches or anything like that. But, you know, everybody ran out of the bullpen. All right, so here we are, Saturday evening, Busch Stadium, and this happened.
Penn, as the pitch comes in to Contreras, and it hits him on the hand. And he is so aggravated, and so are the fans here at Busch Stadium. Contreras was just hit for the 16th time this year, and he is walking towards first base. And Vasquez is taking his hat off and walked towards Contreras.
We're going to have a conference here.
Yeah, well, they had talked about it. Warnings were issued. Warnings have been issued. And this continued on. There were multiple batters hit in this game. Cronenworth got hit by Liberatore in this game. Machado got hit in this game. Let's go to the ninth inning now. And Andre Granillo is the pitcher. He's the one who was just called up back up after Eric Fetty was DFA'd. Here's Granillo facing, it's Machado.
especially as the Cardinals getting near the trading deadline.
Machado is hit by an inside pitch, and now he's looking out to Granillo. The home plate umpire steps in front of Manny Machado, who is protesting being hit for a second time tonight. Wilson Contreras comes down the line, and
here we go again.
He's going to talk with Manny and escort him to first base.
And somebody from the Cardinals bench is telling Machado to get to first base. Stop talking and get out of here.
And now they're mixing it up a little bit. No punches being exchanged, but some wrestling going on about 10 feet up the first base line.
That's John Jay, who was shouting from the dugout, and they threw him out of the game. The Cardinals coach told Machado, get to first base. And, you know, Jay comes from the La Russa school. La Russa didn't take any crap from anybody. So that happens. Mike Schilt used to say, I've heard him say, we don't start anything, but we will finish it, or something along those lines when he was Cardinals manager. So that happened. And then that wasn't the last time. Then Contreras gets hit again in the ninth inning, in the bottom of the ninth. Cardinals lose the game 3-1. This is Wilson Contreras visiting with reporters after the game. I have not listened to this ahead of time, Drew, so I don't know if there's any profanity in here. I don't think so, but we will stay on the dump button in case. Here you go.
16th and 17th times you've been hit this year. You broke your finger last year. How fed up with this are you?
Pretty much fed up. Like I said earlier today, I'm not trying to get injured or broken hand, broken finger. I think nobody will feel sorry for me, but that's enough. I know they're not trying to hit on purpose, but when you get hit around the wrist like I did tonight, it's really scary.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that Libby mentioned is that guys pitch inside, but not everybody has the command to pitch inside.
That's one thing that I've been saying for years. Like, you're a pitching coach, right? And you know your pitchers command. But nowadays, it seems like they have no idea what they're doing. Because if you're a normal player, I know that it's going to be dangerous to go inside on a player. I would say, no, don't go there. Or go there before two strikes. Because I don't want anybody to get hurt. That was me coaching. But if they don't care, I don't care. And they're going to keep hitting me, that's fine. I'll get on base and try to score for them, for my team.
What's the right way for you guys to handle it?
Having everybody's back, like we did tonight. I think that's the right way. Hopefully it ends there. And the last guy got hit again. I knew it was going to happen. But it's part of the game, and then we'll be able to do something about it.
John Jay's an old school guy. How happy were you to see him kind of speak up? And
good. It's good. I mean, it feels better when the bench is clear and the whole team is into it, rather than trying to push everybody back. But was emotional game tonight, for sure. Hopefully it ends up there. Tomorrow we have another one. Hopefully everything goes well and we just play baseball.
What you mentioned about just having each other's back, I mean, how important is that as a team, just to kind of see that kind of as a unit? And
it's really good, especially right now where we've been going through a tough stretch, and it seems like everybody has everybody's back here, and it's good to see that tonight.
Wilson, when the bench is cleared tonight, it seemed like you took it upon yourself to kind of separate things, make sure Manny was able to calm down at first base. What was going on in your mind when that all went down?
Nothing, just try to keep everything safe. Now starting to a fight in a brawl like that, because I know that anybody can get hurt in a brawl like that. I was just talking to Manny and say, like, that was not on purpose. It was the second time he got hit there, but it was 0-2 count. I got hit in an 0-2 count. The first pitch and the second, my first hit I pitched tonight and the second hit I pitched tonight, the same count. Clearly seemed that they're trying to go up and in with two strikes. They don't care if they're going to hit me or not. But that's the whole thing I was saying to Manny. That's like, he's a new guy. He's not trying to hit you. And the umpire got in his face too and told him that he didn't think that was on purpose. If he thought otherwise, he would throw out Granillo. But he said whatever, basically everything that I said. That was that.
Wilson, you've been doing this a long time. You know what you're doing at the plate. But last night, Pavetta said, well, you're a guy who dives out across the plate. Like, what do you say to that?
That makes me laugh. You should watch more video. That's it.
Your reaction tonight was different than last night. Did that have to do with the way the pitchers reacted differently?
Yeah, we've been playing against San Diego Padres for a long time since I got to the big leagues, and we never had a beef like that. We never had any problem. We just played baseball. They have some nice guys over there, but I already have 17 hit by pitches, and every hit by pitches seems like close to my hand. And last year, I had a broken forearm. They almost broke my hand in April. It took me a week or two off. And then in August, I got a broken finger for a hit by pitch. So it's getting old.
Yeah, I get that. It is. Pivetta said that Contreras dives across the plate. Come on, man. I agree with Wilson. Watch the video. Look, I hated Wilson when he was a Cub. He really bothered me. Love this guy. I think this is you talk about guy on the bus. I want this guy on the bus. I want him the first off the bus to be the leader of the team, leading them into the ballpark. That's the kind of guy you want on your team right there. Not only fiery, but respected. You know, Machado respects him. Machado listened to him. You know, you want a little star power on this team, but also some fire and somebody that people respect. That's Wilson Contreras. That's a really good comment, too, about inside pitches on 0-2, that they don't care if it hits them, it hits them. You know, so are they trying to hit them? No, they're coming up and in on 0-2. If you're going to hit a guy, you know, hit a guy in the leg, hit him in the thigh, hit him in the rear end. That's where you plunk them to put them on base to send a message. Case closed. Got it. Got the message. Don't hit them on the hands or up near the head. You know, that's not what we're talking about here. That's not baseball. You know, I mean, it's that simple. So control your pitches. And he told Machado, Granillo's not trying to hit you. Same thing. You know, he came inside and hit him. But on the other side, even if they're not trying, like, you know, if you're going to come inside, control where you're going to throw inside. Don't risk throwing a 90-mile-an-hour pitch at somebody's head. So I understand Contreras' consternation there, shall we say. Now to City, and just briefly on City, and then we're going to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and we'll talk to Lutz about City. But City is a team that finds ways to lose, and I don't know how else to put it. This team looked so good in the first half. Let's take a listen to a couple of highlights. Start with this one, Drew. Go ahead.
Can we do it here? Launched into the box from the right side, Pompeo back door. Got a piece, hits it off the outside of the netting. Nice ball from Conrad Volum. He had an assist from basically the same spot in City's last home win a couple of weeks ago.
Boy, Pompeo is fun to watch. So is this guy, the new player, Sangbin Jeong.
The buy-in has only increased for Minnesota. Here's Leuven, long launch. Sangbin brings it down to the box. He takes a shot. Oh, it hugs the post but goes wide.
He's got to finish those, but he's fast. I really like watching him. Klaus is so gifted. Here's Klaus.
Swiped off his foot, picked up by Padelford, beats Diaz, floats to a back post, header, Klaus cleared off the line by a Minnesota defender.
Boxall.
Oh, Boxall, the New Zealand national team star, saves the day, at least so far for Minnesota United.
Yeah, Boxall, that veteran defender, is really, really good for Minnesota. But this field was tilted in the first half. This was all City, all day. And finally, they break through with a PK. Edward Leuven.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
That's all right. You don't have to play it. Leuven scores, and they get the 1-0 lead. Then in the second half, two PKs. You don't have to play them either. I'll just tell them because it's the same thing. Hesitation score on Berkey, and that would be Kelvin Yeboah. He's a very good one. At one point, though, Chris Durkin gets a red card and, you know, Yeboah goes down like a sack of potatoes after he gets hit on the shoulder. It's a red card anyway from Durkin. He probably wishes he could take that back. Yeboah scores. It's a 1-1 game in the 75th minute. Then a replay shows a handball that puts the ball back. Yeboah. Right there on the dot, he ends up scoring another PK, and it's 2-1, Minnesota game over. I mean, it's a disappointment because City had been playing so well. You can't pin it on the refs, though. If you're City, you've got to finish. I mean, you're playing that well, you can't have your only goal be a penalty kick. You've got to find a way to put that team away. And City wasn't pleased, you could tell. Klaus is, you know, he complains a lot out there. He was... taken out of the game, probably took himself out of the game pretty much, raising his hand. He looked like he was gassed. Berkey was barking at Yeboah for celebrating after his second goal. They were frustrated, but they should be. I mean, they just find ways to lose the games, whereas in their first year here, they were finding ways to win. So they've got to figure out a way to reverse that. City let one get away last night, 2-1. We'll talk to Lutz Fan and Steele about it on the way at 11:15. But I had a blast on the broadcast. Jen Cease was off just for one. She'll be back for the next one. But Joey Zanaboni, Dale Shilley, very talented. I had a lot of fun sitting to their left with a headset on, just listening to them do work. I just jumped in, did pregame, halftime, a couple of score updates. Otherwise, I was a listener just like you on Y98, and it was fun to hear them. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about our Hall of Famers going in today, and then Kirk Herbstreit will join us to talk some college football and about a project he's doing with Purina. Lutz, Mo, Bernie, all in the 11 o'clock hour. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Some of my favorite memories working at KMOX are covering the Hall of Fame, and they always will be, and there's a big one coming. In 2028, Albert Pujols will go into the Hall of Fame. He will be a near, if not unanimous, selection for the Hall of Fame. I never understood why there can't be unanimous. So I'm like, what are these voters doing? Mariano Rivera is the only unanimous. Like, how is Ichiro not unanimous? But he did miss, I think, by one. But he's going into the Hall of Fame, and so is Billy Wagner and CC Sabathia, Dave Parker, Dick Allen. We'll tell you about him. But in 2028, Albert Pujols is eligible to go into the Hall of Fame, and so is Yadier Molina. So I'd better book my Airbnb right now, or as soon as they make me, as soon as I'm allowed to. Because that's going to be a heck of a week spending with those two guys who I love dearly. And it's possible that Pete Rose goes into the Hall of Fame that year. We'll see. You know, we'll see. The steroid guys have not. Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, Clemens, they've all been left out. So I wonder what will happen to Rose if now, if the ban is lifted, what happens to Rose moving forward? I don't know the answer to that. But 2028 to me is about Pujols and Yadi, and that's going to be amazing. And I loved being there in 2018 for Bob Costas, our KMOX alum. I had an amazing time with him. He granted me some terrific access at the Otisaga Hotel. 2014, Tony La Russa gave me access as well to the tune of, you know, he was hard to kind of get a hold of one-on-one because we discussed things sort of in a group setting, and then I saw him at the Cardinals, threw a wonderful party for him in Cooperstown and spent some time with him. But after the ceremony, he's heading to a limo, basically, with Joe Torre, and I went back to track him down, and he turned, he goes, "Tom." I said, "Tony, can I do that one-on-one now?" And he said, "Yes." He goes, "Joe, hang on just a second. This is," and Joe's like, "Oh, hey." And I did an interview with Tony right in front of their glamorous SUV, which was about to take them away. And it was just a fun little memory of the first person to, I guess, to talk to Tony after he gave his speech is kind of how I felt. And that was very special. Before that, the most special trip to Cooperstown of all was with my dad, and that was in 1993. It was just before he passed away suddenly of a heart attack. So it is an emotional time every time I go to Cooperstown. I can't wait to go up there for a fourth time. Maybe I'll go before 2028, but definitely 28 is on the radar. In the meantime, we have a great class today, and I just wanted to talk for a moment about them. Ichiro Suzuki, the first Japanese player inducted into the Hall of Fame. He is one vote shy of the second unanimous selection. Ichiro was a two-time batting champion, 10-time All-Star, and Gold Glove outfielder. His numbers, 311 batting average lifetime, 117 home runs, but I contend he could have hit 517 if he wanted to. You ever watch him in batting practice? He could hit them at will, but he was a hitter. 780 RBIs, 509 stolen bases, mostly with the Seattle Mariners, but we also got to see him in the National League with the Marlins, and he played for a brief time with the New York Yankees. Just an incredible contact hitter. He had 3,089 hits. That's just in Major League Baseball, because in Japan he had 1,278 hits on top of that. So, yes, he had a combined over 4,000 hits in his career. 4,367. If you're curious, yes, that is more than Pete Rose. 4,256. Ichiro Suzuki going into the Hall of Fame today. CC Sabathia, 2007 AL Cy Young Award winner. Just a dominant pitcher for a good portion of his career and a winner. That's what you could say about Sabathia. You always knew you had a chance to win the ball game when he was on the mound. Billy Wagner, who for me personally, my biggest memory of Wagner is hitting a walk-off home run against Mark McGuire hit a walk-off home run against Wagner in 1998, 511 feet into the upper deck concourse. Just an absolute monster. And afterwards, Jeff Bagwell told him, I would love to forearm bash McGuire because that was cool, power on power. And Wagner said he told Bagwell, I'd like to forearm bash you in the face to his teammate. You know, just having a little fun with some of the home runs he's given up. And then Dave Parker, at a time he was the best player in the game for a brief period of time, but over his career, rocket arm, big time power, the Cobra, posthumously inducted today, and Dick Allen, who also has a Cardinals connection. Parker was a hitting coach with the Cardinals in 98. Allen played for the Cardinals in 1970. Parker made his name with the Pirates and Reds. Allen with the Phillies. A couple of big time hitters there as well. That's a great five-man class going into the Hall of Fame. We certainly appreciate all those contributions. Not to mention Tom Boswell, the retired Washington Post columnist, and Tom Hamilton, who is a tremendous listen as the voice of the Cleveland Guardians. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to hear from Kirk Herbstreit, ESPN's college football analyst on ABC ESPN, and also you know him best on the set of College Game Day. We discuss Lee Corso, college football, but also a big project that he's working on with a local company, Purina, and we are more than happy to accommodate Kirk with that, give it a little publicity. We'll do it when we come back. I'm Tom Ackerman. Welcome back to KMOX. Joining us is Kirk Herbstreit. Boy, I'll tell you, I have been watching College Game Day for as long as I can remember. I just turned 50. It is a big part of my life, and I know it's part of his. Kirk Herbstreit is one of the top college football announcers, hosts, analysts in America, and talking about a new project that blends two of his biggest passions, sports and dogs. Kirk, welcome to KMOX. How are you?
I'm great, Tom. By the way, happy belated birthday. A big one for you.
Thank you. Yeah, the big 5-0. You are a 5-time Emmy Award winner. You're also a dog owner, which I know you're equally proud of both, and you're teaming up with Purina Pro Plan for the next installment of Fueled By. This is a video series that offers an intimate look at elite athletes and their dogs. We know all about your college football analysis, but we also know about your love for dogs and what you've gone through over the past year.
Yeah, I lost my dear friend Ben last year in November, right in the middle of the football season, which was a tough time, and played out on national TV. I think people fell in love with Ben. In fact, I got a letter from the White House when Ben passed away from Joe Biden, just saying how much he cared about Ben, and so he touched a lot of people. And you know, I have four dogs. I had a puppy named Bo, who's now in the house. And ProPlan approached me and asked me to be a part of this series, Fueled By, that you mentioned, where we visit with some elite athletes. George Kittle of the 49ers, who's obviously known for what he is on the field, but just a diehard dog owner. Sophia Wilson, Rose Lavelle, and the U.S. Women National Team with soccer. And we just had a chance to visit with them and get to know them better as people and as dog owners. And what we found they all have in common is what I've probably, Tom, you and so many others out there, is these dogs are family members, and putting the right nutrition in them and taking care of them and giving them the best chance of having a great life is essentially important to all of us. And so ProPlan realizes that. They have so many different opportunities to give your dogs different types of food, depending on the age, the activity level, the breed. And so that was what really drew me to being a partner with them, and had a great time doing it.
There's no doubt. I mean, when our boys, Joey and Bear, you know, look you in the eye, I mean, they are, yeah, you know, they're family. And thanks for supporting a great local company like Purina, by the way. It means a lot. What else does this video series focus on?
Well, and you know, being able to sit down with these athletes, one thing I learned, of course, you would expect, is many of them were either in the middle of a workout, about to go to a workout, coming out of a workout. I mean, as you know, to get to that level, I mean, it's 12 months out of the year, 24/7. Not only training, but what they put in their bodies to fuel their bodies. And what I thought was really cool is the same passion I have for my dogs, they have for theirs. And they're trying to find, just like they do for themselves, they want to find the right food to put into their dogs. And they were very, very serious about it. You know, their dogs travel with them. They live, you know, they are on planes. They live, all, you know, different places throughout the country. And so, like you just mentioned, we look at our dogs like our children or family members. And so you want to take care of them. And so that's the thing that I think we all of us had in common, was what can we do to help our dogs to make sure that we're feeding them the right thing. Like one of my dogs, Theo, he's 8 years old. He used to be a dog that was, you know, we'd take a walk and he was leading the way. And now he's back with me walking, and the younger ones are out front taking off in the woods. And so what we feed Theo versus what we feed the younger dogs is obviously very different. And I was just thrilled to see it's in the old days, it was just, here's the dog food, you feed it to them. And now with ProPlan, they're just, again, so many different options depending on that activity level, and we can meet the needs of each individual dog.
Where can people find Fueled By?
If you go, it's pretty simple. If you go to YouTube and search ProPlan, you'll see different video that'll pop up each week with myself and with George and Sophia and Rose, and get a chance to get to know these great athletes more than just being great players, but also dog owners like the rest of us.
And Herbie, with this being St. Louis again, thanks for supporting Purina. It's also, you know, one of the few, your home area there of Cincinnati, knowing that state, yeah. And Ohio is a Big Ten SEC footprint as well. And very few markets cross over like that. But just your outlook on the Big Ten and the SEC. Has the Big Ten finally passed the SEC?
Well, in the last 2 years, the Big Ten has won the national championship, and then when they met head-to-head in a lot of the bowl games last year, you know about the Fighting Illini against South Carolina. Anytime the Big Ten and the SEC go head-to-head, it's always a big deal. Unfortunately, being a Big Ten guy, a lot of times it goes the other way, but last year the Big Ten had the upper hand, which, you know, as a Big Ten fan, it was great to see. But let's not kid ourselves. You know, the world of realignment, you have Oklahoma and Texas now joining into the SEC, of Oregon and Washington and USC and UCLA now in the Big Ten, which for me, Tom, is still kind of crazy to think. But those are the two behemoths in our sport. They continue to get stronger and stronger. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how this season plays out and see how many of these teams that we expect to be great, if they find answers, because a lot of them have new quarterbacks and some big holes to fill.
And finally, if you've ever been on a game day set, which I've been able to do a couple of times, you know that it's very special, but also the relationship that you all have behind the scenes is, you talk about family. Yeah. Your relationship with Lee Corso is very, very special, Kirk.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he turns 90 August 7th. He's decided to step away. He's had an amazing run. I think it was 38 or 39 years on College Game Day and working at ESPN. He's doing one more show, the first show of the year, August 30th, which will be Texas at Ohio State. It's the location of his first headgear that he ever wore, Brutus the Buckeye, and it'll be his last. And so we're going to honor him. We're going to we did a nice tribute to him at the ESPYs a few weeks ago. And we'll definitely celebrate his career one more time on that that first College Game Day in Columbus. And he's like another second father to me. So he will be missed. But in the meantime, we're going to celebrate him one last time.
Very, very nice. Just an incredible experience for us viewers time and time again. And I wish you the best on Fueled By, the docuseries. And thanks for supporting Purina ProPlan.
You got it, Tom. Have a great week, bud.
You too. Great to spend time with Kirk Herbstreit on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.